Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk football scheduling. Mike North, Vice President of NFL Broadcast Planning and Scheduling, joins us again here on Tiki and Tierney to talk about this now wacky 17-game schedule that the NFL had to work their way through. Mike, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Liverpool's four back at Chelsea, six back at Leicester.
That's right, you got it for me. I couldn't remember who was ahead of them, whether it was Leicester or whether it was Chelsea, but Chelsea, dang Chelsea's. All right, so here's the interesting thing, Mike. I was just talking about the 17-game season and how it feels odd to me. I was listening to broadcasts, you know, projecting win totals for next year, and they're like, yeah, the team's going to be 9-8. I'm like, wait a second, what, 9-8? How hard was it for you all to find a schedule in the supercomputer, because I think that's actually what you guys use, that was equitable, and how many iterations of it were there?
Yeah, I'm struggling with it myself. My line to everybody is, oh, just go 10-6.
Exactly.
Well, then what, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, look, we're all going to get used to it. It was a little good and a little bad for us, quite honestly. It was obviously a challenge adding a whole nother game, a whole nother possible landing spot. I think when I talked to you guys a couple of years ago, I told you it was like finding a grain of sand on the beach. You know,
right.
Now we're talking about finding a grain of sand in the desert. I mean, it is truly an infinite solution space made somehow even bigger, and not just two or three times bigger, but exponentially bigger. So searching through the entire space every night looking for candidate schedules was definitely harder. And again, we all had to kind of get our minds around, oh, wait a minute, there's only eight home games still for the NFC teams, but now you got to spread them out over 18 weeks instead of 17 weeks. So
yeah.
Longer stretches with fewer home games was just something we kind of had to deal with, kind of get used to seeing on our schedules. But there was also a positive to it. You know, we created a handful of extra really interesting games.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys talked about it already. Green Bay, Kansas City, Dallas,
yep.
New England, Seattle, Pittsburgh. You know, those are some of the must-see TV games of the season now. They wouldn't have been here if we were on 256. So having a few extra really juicy apples for our network partners, you know, to get a bite helped us out a lot. And hopefully we spread those 16 extra games out throughout the season, and they're in good landing spots.
Well, I mean, they just ponied up for another 100 million a year, so it's all good, right? I mean, wait,
yeah.
100 billion, right, over the course of it.
A billion with a B.
William with a B. How many more man hours was this for you and your team? Well, I mean, and I think the more important question is, what lead time did you have? Like, when did you guys know that there were going to be 17 games?
When you did, you know, it wasn't until the owners actually voted
wow.
on it at the March meeting. Look, we'd obviously seen the writing on the wall. We
mm-hmm.
knew that the network negotiations were ongoing and we were getting pretty close. So what Howard Katz, who runs the scheduling process, had us do was really start from day one working on 17 games over 18 weeks. We figured if it didn't happen, or if somebody decided, hey, let's just stay with the 256, the 16 over 17, we could always dial back, peel back to what we've been doing for decades and sort of had found our rhythm, you know, in that solution space. So better that than work on 16 and then suddenly find out we're going to 17 and then try to do something we'd never done before
yeah.
in a matter of weeks. So Howard made a real good decision for us, had us working on 17 over 18 really right from the start. And then once it became confirmed, you know, we were pretty far down the road, but it really wasn't locked down until the owners voted on it. And once it was, you know, obviously we'd gotten a heads up. We thought it was likely to happen. And look, we're fans like everybody else. Yeah. An extra week of the regular season just sounds bigger, sounds more fun.
Of course.
Plus, you get these extra couple of games to dole out.
Mike North, the vice president of NFL broadcast planning and scheduling, is joining us here on Tiki and Tierney. So I'm going to ask you the invisible on the wall question, invisible ink on the wall question. When is there the 18th game coming? Because 17 can't stand forever. It's too odd. No team in any sport. Maybe there's one, but I don't think any teams in any sport have odd number of games. When do we get to 18?
That's a good question. Does any other league play an odd number?
Soccer doesn't.
Question. Off the top of my head, not that I could think of.
None of the majors do.
Yeah,
I tried to do it myself, and I couldn't find one that just said, no.
Look, what's it been? It's been 40 years since we tinkered with the season structure, right?
Yeah.
We've been 4 preseason and 16 regular for 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to 18-2 tomorrow. I think it's going to be a while. I think we've all got to learn what the new season structure brings. You know, there's a whole lot of changes coming in, not just the extra home game for one conference or the other, but the new expanded season also brings a few more international games and how we rotate those around.
Yeah.
We've got a shrunken preseason now. We're only playing 3 preseason games, and you get an off week before the regular season starts. So you don't go right from the preseason right into the regular season. We kind of have a preseason that stands alone, 3 games. Who knows what that's going to be like? Are the starters going to play weeks 2 and weeks 3? Are they just going to play, you know, early part of the season? Are we going to go back to treating week 3 like a dress rehearsal in the preseason? You know, I know when you were playing, week 3 was a real game almost,
yeah,
right? You played a whole half,
yep.
And you came out of the locker room at halftime to simulate going back out there for the second half. Doesn't seem like a lot of coaches do that anymore, or didn't when we were playing 4. Now that we're down at 3 and you've got a week after, I hope we're going to see some more starters playing in the preseason, and then we'll learn what 17 weeks brings and adjust accordingly. But I don't think 18-2 is fait accompli, and I certainly don't think it's happening anytime soon. You know, 40 years at 16-4, mm-hmm. we'll be here for a while.
Well, you know, there is Moore's laws. Data processing speed speeds up, right? So I think it's going to be faster than 40 for definitely 18 games. But here's the thing, Mike. Aaron Rodgers didn't play, I don't think, a game in the preseason. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing the stars, the older stars, so to speak, not even bothering with the preseason because you have that extra week. And we'll get ramped up once the regular season starts. Oh, and by the way, there's an extra game. So there's more leeway. I just wonder, you know, the impact that this is going to have on the preseason. It becomes less significant, and it already was heading that way. If that makes any sense.
It does, but I'd also throw back to you that if you're going to treat the early part of the regular season almost like a preseason, and you're going to go ahead and maybe give away a game or two, you know, generally speaking, the bigger the data set, the longer the season, the more likely the cream rises to the top.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of those top teams, sure, maybe you can, you know, throw away a game or two, but if you're in the middle and you're chasing somebody, right, if you're chasing Kansas City and they've been winning, what, 13, 14 games every year, it seems, now they're probably going to be winning 14 or 15, I'm not sure you can afford to fall too far behind. You know, we've had teams start 0-2 or 1-3 or whatever it is and still reel in the leaders. The longer the season, the bigger the data set, the more likely the better teams emerge. And I just wonder if we can afford to, you know, let a game go early in the season. But we'll see. We're all going to learn. There's a lot of new things in this schedule. The bye weeks, for instance, we went into this schedule thinking nobody gets a bye in the first 4, nobody gets a bye in the last 4. You know, that means we've got byes in week 14.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done that before.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a coach, certainly a legendary coach up in New England, that might look at a week 14 bye and say, this is great. They'll use it like the Buccaneers used it last year. They had a week 13 bye. They came back, ran the table.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might find a team that says, hey, that was too late for us, man. By the time we got to the bye, if we were thinking about a quarterback change, if we were trying to get healthy, you know, that was just too late for us. The season was gone already. So we always kind of manage and keep an eye on the early byes. Nobody wants that too many years in a row. We might have to keep an eye on the late season buys as well.
No, I think you're definitely on to that something there, Mike. You know, when I looked at the schedule, there was just so many, I don't know, coincidental matchups. How much went into, say, the Jets playing the Panthers after moving Sam Darnold into some of the scheduling? Was it that nuanced or was this chance?
A little bit of both. Look, week one, we were obviously trying to get everybody out to a great start. You can see what we did with kickoff there, putting Dallas into Tampa Bay.
Yep.
You know, that could have been New Orleans. That could have been the Giants. That could have been the Bears. But, you know, nothing screams NFL is back like Dallas-Tampa right there for a kickoff game. You remember last year, you know, we didn't even have a preseason. We weren't even sure we were going to start. There was no college football. It almost felt like the kickoff game kind of snuck up on people.
It did. Yeah.
Way this one's sneaking up on people. Everybody's going to know for the next 5 months, you know, Dallas-Tampa approaches. So get the week one off to a great start. We've got this double header now on Sunday, four games in every market, two on CBS, two on Fox. We were looking for big storyline games maybe in the early windows, Seattle, Indy, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, like you said, Carolina against the Jets, and then two big games late with Cleveland, Kansas City, and Green Bay, New Orleans, one on CBS, one on Fox. We reopened the Rams Stadium with fans on Sunday night, reopened the Raiders Stadium on Monday night. I mean, it's going to be a really fun week one, and I think everybody's going to have a lot of time to look forward to it and find something in there that they're going to be interested in.
Absolutely. Mike North, Vice President of NFL Broadcast Planning and Scheduling. Okay, so how much input do your network partners have? And this is for primetime now. Because I look at the primetime schedule, and there are a lot of the old heads playing. Tom Brady's got five, which is the max, by the way. You can only have five primetime games for any team. So Tom Brady's got five. Aaron Rodgers has five. Big Ben has five. And there's some others as well. Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, two last MVPs. But, you know, when you think about, you know, the primetime games, where does the input into what those are? Where does that come from?
Yeah, it comes from the television networks. Like you said, there's 113 billion reasons why we should listen to them when they have some questions for us and requests and preferences. You know, we solicit input from everybody. All 32 teams get a shot at us, all five networks. Everybody submits a list and their paperwork and our requests and preferences and hopes and dreams. And, you know, the lists, honestly, the team forms, they're not that much different than when you played Tiki.
Yeah.
We want to open at home. We want to close at home. We want a midseason bye. We don't want to go to Florida in September when it's 110. We don't want to go to Lambeau in December or January now when it's -3. You know, those forms are kind of evergreen, but the networks come in every year and they look at the list of the 256, now 272, and again, you guys could probably write those lists. We
yeah.
want Tampa, New England. We want Green Bay, Kansas City. We want Dallas, Kansas City. You know, we want the biggest games. Of course you do. Our job is really to spread them around, and that's where Howard Katz, who runs the process, kind of part art, part science, you know, the math and the science and the search and the computers and all that can kind of dole these things out fairly, but there's still a lot of gut and feel to it. And you think about a game like Tampa, New England, and Brady going back to Foxborough, you know, whoever gets that game, I think I even saw a quote from Fred Godelli today, you know, once we got that game, everything else was gravy. That buys us a little wiggle room in the NBC schedule, you know?
I hear you.
If you're Fox and you didn't get Tampa, New England, what did you get instead? Well, you know, here's Dallas, Kansas City. Here's Green Bay, Kansas City. Maybe if you don't get number one, you get number two and number three, something like that. So treat everybody fairly. Spread the games around. And you've got it, right? We're a star-driven league. We're a quarterback-driven league.
Yep.
The real interesting thing is going to be as this quarterback generation continues to turn over, right?
Yeah.
Eli retired. Rivers retired. Brady may never retire, but Breeze retired. Who knows how much longer Big Ben has. And now you got all these young kids coming up and all these stars, a lot of them massing up in the AFC. I think we've got 10 years of really good quarterback play in the AFC. It's going to be really fun, and those games are going to become, you know, the must-see TV games in a couple of years. So every year is a little different, but for now, yeah, you got it right. It's Dallas, it's Green Bay, it's Pittsburgh, it's Kansas City, it's the big brand. Sprinkle those out across all your partners throughout the season, and then if you get late in the season and you got some surprises, well, that's what flexible scheduling is for. Teams have a way to play their way into primetime.
If we mess it up and Howard Katz is not the genius that we all say he is, then we just flex it in the right way. Trevor Lawrence, you got to earn it because you only got one prime time game. Was there any thought into what's happening with the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay? Because it's an interesting one.
It's an interesting one, but let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen?
So I led my show with this because I think no matter what happens, it's actually perfect for Green Bay. If Aaron Rodgers is there and they're competing to go to the NFC Championship again for the third straight year, and he's got this another massive chip on his shoulder because of all that's gone on, it's great. It's great for the network partners. They're going to get great games. Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers. And if it's not, you still got a good team around a young player in Jordan Love, who everybody kind of is waiting to see. Like he's either going to fail spectacularly, or he's going to have a good team built around him, a good defense, good O-line, obviously great skill position players on that Green Bay team, and he's going to be great. So I think it's kind of made for TV, reality TV-ish. So even if it's bad, it's good, if that makes sense.
You literally, it sounds like you read Howard Katz's mind. I'm telling you, you literally just said almost exactly what we told the computers when we were trying to solve for Green Bay. When the news broke on draft day, obviously we put a pin in it. We put it in the drawer. We said, all systems stop. Let's see what happens here. Because if he goes to Denver, all of a sudden that changes the Denver schedule. That's two games a year against Pat Mahomes, right? If he goes to San Francisco, well, that changes the Niners schedule. If he goes to Miami, if he goes to Tennessee, wherever he may land. But none of us know what's going to happen. So we're treating the Packers exactly like you just said. He's either there, and they're the same team that has won, what, 26, 27 games over the last couple of years? They should be on national television 12 times. If he's not there, certainly the first 4 weeks, they're never more interesting. Let's see if this kid can play. And if you look at these first 4 weeks, Green Bay is on a Fox doubleheader, ESPN Monday night, NBC Sunday night, and a CBS doubleheader.
Nice.
Everybody gets a bite of the Jordan Love apple right out of the gate. Let's see what we've got. And if you get to December, right, and they're still in this thing, you look on the Sunday night football schedule, it's Chicago Green Bay, it's Minnesota Green Bay. Those sound like games that are going to have playoff implications in that division, regardless of who the Packers quarterback is. And if it's not, you're in flexible scheduling. You slide those games back to the afternoon, and you see what else materialized. Maybe Trevor Lawrence turned the Jags around. Maybe Jalen Hurts can lead Philly to a double-digit win season. And all of a sudden now, you move those games to 1 o'clock. You find the other teams that have played their way into prime time. You slide those to Sunday night.
Nice. I love it. Mike, you're so easy to talk to. You make this fun. Mike North, Vice President of NFL Broadcast.
I love it. I've been staring at it.
I know. I can imagine. You're like, I've wanted to talk about this for so long.
I can't wait to talk about it.
All right, last one before I let you go, because I'm getting late. But I don't care. London scheduling. How do you all determine? Obviously, Shad Khan and Jaguars are always there. I mean, maybe they relocate. No comment. You don't have to comment on that. But how do you determine who's going to go to London?
It's the end of our existing process, and we're about to start a new process. Our existing process is mostly based on volunteers or guys in a slightly different situation. Maybe they're playing in a temporary facility as they're moving into a new home, or they've won a Super Bowl bid, and as a result of that Super Bowl bid, they've offered up one of their games for an international appearance. But we're winding that down. What's going to happen is when the new television deals kick in, and we are, like we said, in an expanded season, there's going to be one conference, either the AFC or the NFC, every year that's got that extra home game.
Yep.
From that conference, from those 16 teams with the extra home games, four of them are going to pony up a home game, and we're going to play it internationally, whether we play it in England, you know, in London like we've been doing, or we go to Germany, or we go to Mexico, you know, all eyes open. We're definitely intrigued by all the other markets where we've got burgeoning fan bases. But for this year, kind of walk before we run, you know, heaven knows what the pandemic is going to be. We do seem to be trending in the right direction, and even England seems to be trending in the right direction. But, you know, rather than scheduling a whole bunch of games and then having to peel back, just a couple for this year, two games over at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and then we'll see how they go. We'll see if we get to play them. We're obviously planning on it. And then I expect us to be back to, you know, full force next year, four London, one Mexico, and we'll find that instead of having to, you know, go beg people to give up a home game, everybody's going to pony up. Everybody's going to kick in once every 8 years with a home game. So you're going to see a lot more variety. You're going to see hopefully some real good matchups over there. Our fans over there have gotten a lot smarter. I don't know if you've gone over for one of those games, but you know, 10 years ago, it was strange, right? They were all wearing jerseys from guys who are no longer in the league. They were cheering the punts and the kickoffs. But you know, that fan base has gotten a lot smarter, and they know good football when they see it. So looking forward to getting back over across the pond. It is a fantastic experience. You should definitely do it if you haven't.
Yeah.
It's a sight, man. It's a scene.
I definitely will. And you have eliminated the argument and the gripe. We're losing a home game. No, you're not. We gave you an extra one, so we're taking it back when we want to. Mike, you are the man. I appreciate you spending some extra time chatting about this new schedule. Mike North, Vice President of NFL Broadcast Planning and Scheduling. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon, hopefully.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.